Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
We did realize that I'm vain, I'm shallow, I'm superficial and self-involved, but I am not a narcissist. And I told him, I said, you just wasted 5 minutes of my life.
It's called, that's toxic, Jeff.
No, I know it's dysfunctional.
What? No, you should keep seeing your therapist for sure. Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis and I have issues. In today's episode, Mercedes Javid and Megan Weaver join the show and we discuss drinking after anesthesia, nose jobs, and being popular in high school. Later, my new friend Joey Zauzig joins me on my apology tour. We compare puppies and babies and I tell a story where I play the hero for once. Here you go. Mercedes, thank you for filling in today. I know it was last minute. Lala Kent is sick and could not make it. Appreciate you being here.
The reason that you texted me and asked me is because I texted you at 10:30 about my dead parents.
That was a very uplifting morning text. Thank you so much.
You
were talking to me about the psychic and when you picked up my mom and the whole thing. Yes.
And you said it was really boring.
But that's not why. But maybe that was. It like refreshed my memory. Like, oh, there's MJ. Yes, let's have MJM tomorrow. But the world wants to know, or really just me, have you performed oral sex on Tommy since the last time you were here?
No, but...
What is your problem?
I mean, I have to break the ice.
Do you have TMJ, like me?
No, I just don't... I don't know how to approach it. It's been so long.
Oh,
you know,
awkward.
Like icebreaker.
Yeah.
Icebreaker blowjobs.
What? Okay. First of all, a couple drinks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what if you just start, like, rubbing on the pants and then undid the zipper and then just, like... Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, wait, out of the gate.
What about I don't feel like it?
That's why I think you need a few drinks, because I'm with you. I don't always feel like it, but if I have alcohol, I'm down for anything.
What's the longest you've gone without blowing your partner? Was it like with Gage or with Scott that you stopped doing it, or the sex was always good?
I think sex is always consistent. Yeah.
I just don't feel that way. I feel like those comfortable sex positions that you normally do in bed while you're asleep, but like a blowjob is like a whole different approach.
But Shannon offered some really great advice, I think, for all of us that you know, perform oral sex or receive oral sex, because you can instruct your partner.
Let's ask Megan.
Megan, have you since...
I am absolutely uncomfortable with this conversation.
You don't think Tommy would kill me?
It is too fucking early in the morning for this.
Tommy would destroy me if he knew I was telling him at the world I'm not giving him blowjobs at 9 a.m.
Okay, so I do have to mention, you know, yesterday was a big day for me. yesterday was the 4 facet joint injections in my cervical spine. Now, what I didn't realize is we had to have a little discussion about the propofol versus the ketamine. Because when I did the propofol for the first time, they said I kept moving on the table, which is not good when you're getting injections. So that's why they switched to the ketamine. So I said that to the doctor. I'm like, hey, look at the chart, Dr. Lalani. I'm like, look at the chart, because I kind of remember there was a problem with the first one. He's like, yes, okay, I get it. So they gave me ketamine first, then propofol.
Holy God.
Okay, but I didn't know. Like, so I was on the table, and I had your stomach, you know, face down, ass up, but I actually turned my head, right? And so they started with the ketamine, but I was real fucked up. But I was like,
scared.
But I was afraid, like, because I was still awake. So I was like, I'm still awake. I'm not asleep. I'm still awake. They're like, I know, just wait. I'm like, I'm still awake. Because I was like warning them, don't fucking put that needle in me yet, because I'm still awake. Then the propofol came, and then I was out.
That's the best thing in the world.
But I was really out of it when I came out. And, okay, so Dylan was there, my crush. And I did have an uncomfortable conversation with him because Paula in the front office told me that Dylan, he just got married, that he is pregnant.
Oh.
And I said, I was sober then. And I said, I heard you're pregnant. I'm really excited for you. I understand I couldn't have given you a baby. Right out of the gate.
And that's the reason why you're not together.
Right out of the gate, yeah. I make him uncomfortable. So then there's
he
like-
He loves it.
There's four people in the procedure room, the operating room, whatever. And one of them, I've never met her before, but a very pretty nurse. And you're saying I went way overboard with her.
Way overboard.
So what? When I came out-
So she came out to get me from the room, and she was like, oh, yeah, he's up. He's saying some crazy stuff. I was like, what? She was like- he kept asking, who are you? You're so gorgeous. You're so beautiful. Where did you come from? And she was like, oh, well, who was helping you before? She was like, and then you were like, you want to say it?
Oh, yeah. So then what happened is she goes, because I was really fucked up. She's like, is there someone here with you? I'm like, yeah, my boyfriend. He's over there. Dylan.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love that.
So then they take me back to my room, and you're there, Shane, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I heard Adrienne Maloof was there in the lobby.
For real?
And she's the one that referred me to Dr. Lalani. She was getting a procedure yesterday. So I'm like, bring her back. And I was in like a gown and I fucked up. And she walks in and I'm like, you look so cute. You look so, I'm so thirsty. Like, I'm tired. I'm so tired. I said, do you have any Drink Aid Boost? I'm like, I need a Drink Aid Boost. And she was so sweet with me. And then she did the coolest thing. So she sent a delivery yesterday of Drink Aid to my house.
Aww. Oh, that's dope.
But I was like, do you need to ride home?
I take you back, Rose.
Does she have a boyfriend right now? Because she dates really hot young men.
She sure does.
I have to say, yesterday, it's funny, like some of these women that, you know, they're fully made up. She was not fully made up. Like, she was just in these cute black sweats with like her hair back, and she didn't have hardly any makeup on.
No.
She looked beautiful.
I like her that way. Cause
she looks
Lebanese,
better without makeup.
Middle Eastern blood,
right? She has good skin.
Yes. She looks good without makeup.
And she was very sweet with me because she was like, are you sure I can go back there? And he's like, yeah. Jeff really wants to see you because I kind of get fixated. Where's Adrienne? I don't see Adrienne. Yeah, it was like a little fucked up.
But does she have a man right now?
He only talked about himself, so I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't ask any questions about her.
Oh, yeah. Who cares?
How long will you know if this worked or not? Or are you...
How are you feeling?
Pain? Yeah. Yeah, that's the question. How are you feeling?
Well, it takes a couple days, but I already feel better. Great. I already feel better. Oh, like, great. I'm not uncomfortable today at all.
And you went out last night after the ketamine and the propofol.
I asked him, which is probably why I was a little crazy at C&K.
Okay.
Because I was still a little loopy.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
You asked like 15 times every doctor, everyone who came in to check on you. You're like, okay, so I'm going to have one drink at 5, and then I'm going to have a drink at 6:30, and then a drink at 6:50, and then two glasses of cap. Is that fine? You asked every single person.
Well, I was going to a birthday party.
What did they say?
They're like,
said I could.
Oh, they did.
Well,
okay.
Some of them are like, you're really not supposed to drink after it, but it's probably fine.
Ketamine and propofol.
I think that's a crazy base.
I will tell you what really sucks with all of the back procedures and everything. I had so many IVs and all of that. What I was watching Dylan, of course, and when he was, and I was like, explain what you're doing, Dylan. And so he gave me this really, really tiny insulin needle, right? And he gave me a little shot of lidocaine where the IV's going in.
Right.
So then when the big thick needle went in with
you
the IV, I didn't feel it at all. I said, why don't people do that?
He's like,
we do it here because they don't do it at the hospitals because it's more money. It's an extra step. It's like, he goes, we go through a lot of lidocaine in a day. But it just sucks.
No,
like, if you can
do that,
that'd be nice.
Like, when I had I asked this doctor in May of like a couple of years ago to give me a liquid nose job. And
what's that?
So I said, my nose hangs down a little bit too much. So he gave me a drop of filler and it had lidocaine. He was like, it won't sting because the shot has lidocaine in it, just to pick up the tip of your nose. And that was in the doctor's office.
Did it work?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was temporary, but like, it
I think you have a great nose. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I do too.
I just feel like sometimes it hangs, especially as I smile, it like goes down.
Hangs
low? No, not at all.
No, oh, thank God. I don't want to get another nose job.
Oh, that's a nose job.
Oh, yeah, I got one a long
time
ago.
Oh, it looks, you have a great nose.
But I got it in like 2000, I don't know how, my doctor passed away. God rest his soul.
R.I.P.
You're full of like
Dad.
God, Debbie Downer.
No, he's the best. Jeez, he's MJ. The best.
Nobody was the best.
Was.
Was is people wish. And by the way, it was an uplifting story because
yeah, where's the uplifting part?
Yeah.
Uplifting
like,
part.
My dad and your mom are kicking it with us all the time. That's good. That's good. Shut my up. Son is my dad reincarnated. That's good. And then you told Caputo that Monroe says a lot of things that your mom says.
My grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's cute. That's not sad, you guys.
We had an exchange, Monroe and I, a couple days ago. I always get worried when she goes one night with Gage, it's fine. Oh, you got a Chump University shirt.
She's wiping her nose with it.
Oh.
Came in handy.
Did you just use a t-shirt I gave you to wipe your nose?
Look how ugly it is.
Can you just give her a Kleenex? Why don't you ask for Kleenex?
She didn't think it's really...
Are you going to throw that out?
It's not the cutest t-shirt we've ever
color
seen.
Scheme.
Do you see the eggplants on it? We got a Chump University.
Yeah, Jeff the Chump University t-shirt leaves a lot to be desired.
Oh, I like it.
It's got a lot of colors going on.
It's a great design.
It leaves a lot to be desired. What color is this? What color is the shirt?
Salmon. It's terrible. Who wears salmon?
I know. I don't like that
it's
color.
It's terrible.
Well, that's why I gave it away.
And then the purple eggplant.
I have a cream one. I have a cream.
It's terrible.
Fine. I'll give you the cream one.
Yeah,
okay, fine.
But take that. Give that to someone.
I knew you wouldn't wear the cream one, so I was like, I'm just going to give them the
These
ugly
are
one.
Terrible t-shirts.
No, I'll wear the
Stop.
Cream
Stop. We're trying to sell them.
Oh, they're great. I love
the Jefflewsmerch.com.
I mean, the logo's cute. It's just the salmon
fine,
color.
Fine. Get it in the cream. Why did you come up with that color?
Salmon with orange?
Who did that color?
Lettering?
Shout out
to Todd Lewis.
He's colorblind.
Oh,
and
God.
Font blind, too.
Style blind.
Logo blind.
I'm going to wipe my nose
blind.
With it.
Emoji blind.
You know what I was thinking?
What?
I think one of the reasons why I have so much back shit, because I'm just basically carrying the weight of this channel.
Of the world.
Yeah. Mm. Right? Channel 102?
Channel 102 radio. And basically, I have the weight of this channel on my back.
Right.
It's
You're breaking your back.
It's all on me.
All the other shows that they run after you are reruns.
Right.
I swear to God. I heard a Shaw's recap right before I came upstairs.
I know. So you imagine my pressure.
A lot.
It is to keep the lights on in here.
It's true.
I don't know. I like a couple of the other shows.
No, I'm...
Sam.
Come on.
More than a couple.
Trying to make
Thank
me...
you, Jeff. If it wasn't for you,
yeah.
I wouldn't have money to pay for food.
Job.
I'd have to wipe my nose with shirts.
All right.
I wouldn't be able to afford Kleenex.
Okay. Last night on CNK, we had a great time. Shane and I dropped in. Then we had to be at Craig's by 6:30.
I can't believe you did both of those things.
Yeah, so we dropped in, and then Shane said... One of the funniest things, I think it's probably my all-time one of the funniest things you've ever said.
Wow.
And you entertain me all day long. But so Doug had to get something out of the kitchen, so we had to leave the camera for a second.
Oh, boy.
So Shane was like, okay, guys, I'll answer the questions. Uh-huh. And Shane, I don't think you could ever have a cooking show. He said, the girl was like, I don't like my eggs runny. So Shane reads the video. He's like, I don't like, so-and-so says she doesn't like her eggs runny. And he goes, then cook them longer, bitch. I don't give a fuck.
I was like, what kind of question is that? If you don't like a soft scramble, just cook it longer.
Oh my God.
It doesn't affect how you do it. Just cook it longer.
That's really great. That's
Todd needs to put that on
real
a t-shirt.
Supportive.
Yeah, real supportive. Last night we went to a birthday dinner for Krista Lamas and Heather McDonald was there. I think she forgot to put on panties because I did see her vagina last night very quickly when she was sitting down. It looks good.
Okay, but
wait. Who's
she's
Krista
wearing a panty liner?
No,
Heather.
Heather's.
How about
Heather's
a panty
vagina?
Liner?
Well,
she's not been wearing underwear lately, I think.
What was she wearing? Was it like this? Like
she was wearing kind of a short, tight dress, so I think she probably didn't want any sort of the panty lines or whatever.
Okay.
Sometimes Carrie Lewis does that too. Does
but
it
Carrie
wear,
wears a nice little panty liner.
They always fall off. They always, what? It's the stickable whatever.
Yes.
They always end up on the floor.
Wait, so stick gross. To what though?
If it's like if Carrie it's... wears these kind of, they look like paper.
Yeah, they stick to your vag. And so if you have any leakage, it doesn't go on the chair that you're sitting on or your dress. It goes on your panty liner.
It always ends up on the floor. Some, you know what I mean? They never stay on. So
I thought they're supposed to stick to the inside of a thong. You're not supposed to stick them to your body.
Well, what else are they going to stick to when you're not wearing any panties?
The panty liner is the liner of a panty.
Well, there's something that Carrie wears that.
Yeah.
Okay. Carrie wears something that sticks to her body. so she doesn't have to wear
panties. It's a different product.
Yeah,
yes. It's a different product.
I bet you she's talking about like thermal, you know, those things that you put
on.
I
don't know. This is going like way too far.
Just tell us the story.
I already told you the story. She didn't have any underwear. No. I saw her vagina.
Okay, Heather.
It looks great. Heather.
How was her dress?
Pretty. She looked good. She looked good. She looked amazing, actually.
She looked amazing.
She had a couple hair clips in that she put in herself.
Moleskin was the word I was looking for.
And I didn't even know. Like, I just thought her hair was longer. She looks good.
She looks great. Mm-hmm.
She was funny last night. Mm-hmm. She was really fun.
What'd you order?
Oh, God. What didn't we order? We ordered a bunch of stuff for the table, and then everybody split it.
Yeah. Okay.
But Krista said something. You know, once in a while, she says something interesting. She said she doesn't trust people that weren't popular in high school.
That's not really very nice.
Well, it's like a
It totally makes sense to me.
Really?
She's like, yeah, they're like losers and desperate and thirsty. And then she doesn't trust them, which I thought was interesting. And then we went into, who was prom queen? No, Tyler was prom king.
Yeah.
You were prom prince.
Prince.
And Megan and Mercedes, as parents, I want to know how you would handle this because I didn't take this well. Go ahead. Tell the story.
I was homecoming prince junior year, obviously. And then and then senior year, I also got the most votes because I was in a hot couple. Me and Amy were together. We were voted top votes. So she was queen, but then I wasn't allowed to win 2 years in a row. So then it was some random dude with her. And I thought that was fucked up.
You're not allowed to win 2 years in a row. But he was nominated as you won, right?
I had the most votes.
He had the most votes.
Well, there you go. Then that counts. You
should
take that with you.
But someone else got the crown and the sash.
Well,
no, you know. Bullshit. It doesn't matter. When I was in high school, people were prom kings and princesses over and over again.
You weren't allowed to win twice in a row.
That's bullshit. And if I was your parent, I would go after them. I'd sue them.
I mean, I think we all know just because you don't get the most votes or just because you get the most votes doesn't mean you get the job.
Yeah, valedictorian right here. I mean, I wasn't the valedictorian, but I got the most votes to speak as the valedictorian.
What's the name of the valedictorian that you stole it from?
Anne Yang.
Her.
Yeah.
So hire the same lawyer that Anne.
So I don't understand. Like, so I thought you just volunteered, but
there was a vote.
There was a vote of who was going to speak for Anne Yang.
Yes.
Did Anne Yang have a vote in this?
Probably not.
So did Anne Yang say, like, I'm too shy to do this?
I told you, she was super shy.
Yes.
She really couldn't get up in front of 500
people. Did she have glasses?
Yes. She couldn't get up in front of 500 people and speak and command the room like I can. So there was a vote that was between me and Steve Serafini, the class president.
Yes.
Who was going to speak at the graduation for the valedictorian. And I won fair and square.
Where'd you go again?
You didn't win valedictorian. She did.
Won the speech. I got the speech. Okay. And I knocked it out of the park.
What city?
I'm not going to tell you.
What country?
Oh, Toluca Lake.
Do you remember of the speech? Is there any particular
I have it on
line?
Video.
Oh, no.
On a VHS?
I we played
it
once.
On the app.
Yeah.
Can we do it on the... We should do it on the video app. Yeah.
I think you guys have it.
High school
You
or
have
college?
It. I think you played it at one point.
I don't think so.
So anyway, Shane, I would be very upset if you were my son, which I've tried to adopt you multiple times, and I think your parents were too passive. I think if you had an attorney involved and say, look, he had the most votes.
I should have had an attorney.
He should be prom. Yes, we should have had an attorney. Vote. Marla wouldn't put up with that shit.
Were you and Amy like a romantic couple?
At the time.
You were?
We dated.
I love that.
Did you get to second base?
No.
No.
How about first?
No, I was pretty gay.
Good.
So, okay.
Did you get to first base?
What's that? Boobs?
Yeah. Kissing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
What's that? Boobs? Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential Plan only, separate registration required.
doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Joey, welcome.
Thanks for having me. It's your first time here. It's my first time.
We met, I think it was a year ago, with Jen Green at Adele's in Hollywood, which was a costume store. Mm-hmm. Do you remember?
Yes.
Which, they've got a lot of stuff in there. It's very hard to find costumes. It's a little crowded in there.
It's a little crowded. It's like a place where you rent it, so it's a little musty because it's all the places have been worn before. All the costumes have been worn. But I met you guys there, so I'll never forget it.
Well, I was worried about a fire when I was there, just because. Did that concern you? Like, I kept looking for the exits.
Well, I always look for exits, like
it's
in
an
movie
old
theaters and
building.
Stuff. Yeah, it's a little like fire hazardy.
You know, it's so funny because I was at El Coyote the other day, and I did the same thing. Like, I was like, "Where's this exit?" Because I feel like this old building could go up in 2 seconds. So I always like, when I go into restaurants and places, I like to have an exit strategy.
I feel like that was within the first 10 seconds. Then you're like, "Okay, where's my slutty Halloween costume?"
It wasn't slutty. I was a cop.
Wait, well, what did we all end up with that day? Because I think I just remember being half naked running around the store.
No, you were like, just taking off your clothes in the aisle.
I know. It was
but
a lot.
What was, you were...
I was a prince, which...
Oh, I picked that for you.
I know, and I didn't look good in it. Like, you were like, I was like, I got the Joey Zhao's like stamp of approval, and then I saw the pictures, I was like, I look like a nutcracker.
I thought you looked very handsome and hot.
Thanks.
What were you for Halloween?
Girl, I think I was just so overwhelmed. I ended up being a boxer with no shirt underneath. With like, and I was not at that point in the shape to be wearing a shirtless boxer outfit, but I did it anyway for you guys, really. Because I was
hot.
More focused on getting Jen her gypsy outfit and you your prince outfit. Jeff, I don't even know what you ended up with.
I was a cop.
Security that, or?
No.
You were,
and it worked.
You were Dorian security at my engagement party.
Exactly, which we will talk about. First, I have an announcement to make. We have added another stop to my apology tour. I owe Jameson Scala a huge apology because yesterday I started with joking around with you about your improv group, and for whatever reason, it just went to this really dark place. I overdid it. I went too far. It went on too long, and I was not a good friend to you yesterday. I was not supportive. I was mean. I was actually an asshole to you, and I apologize. I feel very badly about it. I did call you. I texted you immediately after the show, but I think you deserve a public apology. So I am offering that to you now, and hopefully you forgive me because I was not a good friend to you yesterday.
Of course, I accept it, and I appreciate you saying so.
And I want to tell you something. I'm very invested in your career and your life. I consider us friends, good friends. And I want you to know that I really believe in your talent. And I pulled very much a Tom Lewis yesterday, where when my dad disagrees with what I'm doing, he relentlessly, like, berates me. And I think I did that to you. Well, I know I did that to you yesterday because I personally felt like, okay, I feel like he should be doing this, this, and this, and not this. And I disagreed, and it's none of my fucking business, and I should not have forced that on you. And I really, really, really feel terrible about it. And I have to work on that in the future. I also... I need to understand why and I have to look at this, why I was so triggered.
Yeah, you were really triggered. I thought a lot about it yesterday, too. And I thought, well, what was it about it that was so triggering for you?
Was I in an improv class in a past life? Was I bullied? I don't know. But
well, is it like, okay, so if it's something that you can see your dad doing, like, is there directions you've gone in your life that he has been like, what are you doing, Jeffrey? No. And you're like, this is what I want to do.
I wouldn't go that far. I'm one of those people, if I'm watching a movie mm-hmm. or a show or a reality show and someone's embarrassing themselves, like Friends of WeHo, for example, I will put my head under the pillow. Like, I can't watch it. I can't watch it. And I felt, and by the way, I thought for the improv class, I thought you were really good. And I didn't think you were embarrassing. I realized there was a couple other people that were really embarrassing that kind of made the whole group look bad. But but you did great.
Thank you. Well, we also have kind of a motto in improv. If you feel silly, do it more. You should be feeling embarrassed. That's how comedy is created. You don't just, stand-up comedians don't just get up on stage and all of a sudden have this material. They get up on stage and they've tried things out and things have worked and things haven't worked. And so it's that trial and error, and that's how you learn. And sometimes there's more error than success, and eventually you have the good stuff.
This is what I would like to see. Okay, I would like to see you because I've seen you you work. I've seen you work, and I think you should be in a musical or a play. And my feeling was, why is this guy not in a play where maybe a casting director could see him and then put him in a movie or put him in a TV show? And I feel like we could potentially use this platform to help you realize your dreams. Now, I have to get out of the way. So if this is what you enjoy doing on Saturday at 11 o'clock, as your friend, I have to support you. And I'm sorry for saying that if you were my son, I would kick your ass. I would ground you and take your car away, but I would not kick your ass.
Okay.
I would not kick your ass.
Fair enough.
You think Jameson is talented is what you're saying.
And I
do. You want to make sure that he is highlighting his talents in the right way. That's where I think it comes from.
But I don't want to say that crazy. Because, okay, yes, but whatever happened yesterday was fully about me.
Right.
And I don't understand why I just like, I flipped a switch.
Right.
As
I was evaluating it yesterday, I was thinking, well, what were Jeff's intentions? And that's kind of what I was focusing on. And I thought, I don't think his intentions were bad. I don't think you came into the studio yesterday and thought, I'm just going to ridicule Jameson for 23 minutes. I didn't think that either.
Was it that long?
It was 23 minutes.
I mean, I think Fortune was like, wow, this went on a long time.
So I don't think your intentions were bad. It just, it derailed. And I accept your apology.
I don't mean to yuck your yum.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I like doing that. And also, you know, I think you made a really good point is a lot of people kind of start out in one way, but acting and performing and really anything artistic is a weird world. And yes, a lot of people I started with are on TV shows, on SNL, have won Oscars, have won Emmys, and that wasn't my track, but I still love doing it.
Yes.
So I still do it because I enjoy it.
I get it. And I, as your friend, I need to support you and not criticize you or judge you or you know, bully you. You know what I mean? I'm really sorry about that.
Apology accepted.
Okay, so
I've always wanted to do an improv class in Jameson, and I would definitely take yours, even just knowing you from
Joey.
I would trust you. So
thank you.
Kind I would definitely you. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like
don't
that.
Don't yuck his yum.
Yeah, don't yuck my yum.
Jeff, okay, you just turned a corner. Jesus Christ.
So let's just come on. I've always wanted to do improv. It's a hard thing to do, and I respect the craft, because you have to be a little silly. You have to be a little out there.
You have to be on your toes to come up with jokes.
You have to be on your toes. And I love your personality. So if I took an improv class, Jameson, I would take yours.
I think in life, there's a certain amount of conformity, right? We all have to, well, most of us will conform. And maybe we do things we don't want to do. And maybe I care a lot about what people think, obviously. So I guess maybe it's threatening to me that someone who is like, look, if you don't love me for me, then fuck you. You know what I'm saying? It's foreign to me that you do that. Because I was like, Jameson, you're not going to meet anybody if you do this. And you're like, if they don't love me for who I am, then I don't want them. Mm-hmm. But I'm used to like being someone else or suppressing what I want or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I have to take a harder look at it. Anyway, so let's move forward.
Thank you, Jameson.
So, thanks, but just so you know, if we say rockin', you say awesome. And if I say improv, you say show.
Show.
So rockin'.
Awesome.
Improv.
Show.
Okay.
Period.
There you go. It's a little shout
button.
Out.
That's a good button. Thanks,
little
Jeff.
Shout out for you.
Thank
okay.
you.
Last night was a rough night for me with my puppy.
Oh, no.
We've had a good, real good week. He woke up at 11 p.m. He woke up at 1 a.m.
Me too.
He woke up at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God. Me too last night. It was a disaster.
Disaster. He had about 6 accidents in the house yesterday.
Wait, I have a question. My mom's like a semi-dog trainer. I'm not kidding. When he's going and when he's in the house, does he have free range or are you guys like watching him? Because if he's
a
puppy, does he, yeah, like either you should be holding him when he's in the house, like outside of the crate, or he should be in the crate. That's the only way he's going to get potty trained.
Yeah, I have a tip.
Will you tell me?
Okay, so my dog is now potty trained. He's 12 weeks old, was not potty trained because we were lazy, but now we put him in the crate right after he eats. You put him in the crate for about 5 minutes, and then right when he's done, right when he starts crying, you take him right outside no matter what. Make him stay out there till he pees and poops. Bring him back inside, and you have to be holding him. You can't let him just run amok, honey. Mm-hmm. If he's running amok, there's going to be shit. You're going to have to move.
He thinks he owns the house.
All the carpets are going to be ruined. Your couch is going to be destroyed. Like, you need to give him some structure.
Well, we take him out constantly.
Okay.
He's pretty good in the morning when I take him out of the crate. I take him right outside immediately. He goes to the bathroom. But last night, I think what happened is he's been so good in the crate every night. I put him in the crate, he goes right to sleep. Mm-hmm. But last night I was like cuddling with him on the bed and then I fell asleep. So he fell asleep next to me.
Oh my God, that's what Brian does all the time. It
and then I
me
got
off.
Up and then I got up to put him in bed and he was like, fuck this. I'm not going in that crate after sleeping with you.
That's exactly
so that's
what
why
happens.
I know that's what happened last night. I fucked up. I fell asleep. Because I was just going to cuddle with him for like 10 minutes and put him in the crate.
That's been the animosity between me and Brian right now.
Brian's your partner.
Brian's my partner. The tense energy right now is just because of the puppy, because he keeps falling asleep with the puppy. And then when I try and put the puppy in his crate, he hates me and he starts screaming. And I'm like, you got to stop sleeping with the puppy. Because with Tux, our first dog, Tuxedo, he was on a strict regimen. Crate, never slept in bed with us. I was scared to death. But now with Winston, it's a mess, honestly. It's starting to affect our relationship.
Seriously.
It's a puppy. The puppy is starting to, yes, we're getting it on track. Like, we have to actually like structure what we're going to do with the puppy. But puppies can really, you know, be careful.
I know this morning I was
it's
like,
a child.
Oh. Child.
I know.
Do you
love.
Think what's harder, a child or a puppy or a child?
Actual child.
I don't know. I've heard a lot like, of my, I don't know. I've heard a lot of my friends with babies say it's like very similar.
Oh, no, I don't think it's exactly similar.
But there's similarities of just having to watch another life.
Yeah, like you feed them and stuff.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
You make sure they don't die. You
because
know
you
mean?
Love your puppy like you love a child. Well, I love my puppy as if it was my own child.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm committed. Like, this is, it doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. If he burns the house down, I'm still committed to this dog. So that's, I'm in it. And last night when I was like, oh, fuck, what have I done? But I know we're going to get through it. He and I are going to get through this together. But I love the dog. However, listen to this shit. Wow. So I don't know what the deal is, but
do you want me to text? Okay. I found Jeff this dog and I know the girl who runs the organization.
The LaBelle.
Do you need me to text her?
Well, I have to tell you what happened.
What are you going to text her and say?
She sent me records. She sent me records that was the dog dewormed?
Yes.
Okay. So he was dewormed and they had his first distemper. Mm-hmm. So I take him into the vet yesterday and I said, look, I got these records, but it took like 4 days to get them. I don't know how accurate they are, but this is what they say has been done. So he starts looking at the dog and he said, Toby's his name. He said, well, first of all, he goes, this dog's really smart. I said, oh yeah, I know, but how do you know? He's like, the way he's staring at me, he's like, most dogs will look away or look down, but this dog is like locked his eyes with him. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? And he's like, well, he could be, you know, like kind of more dominant, and which is what he and I have been dealing with for the past week. But then he goes, this dog's been fixed. I said, no one told me he's been neutered. Because I said to him, like, oh.
Well, didn't you see that he didn't have like balls?
I didn't know. I thought he was a girl. No, just kidding. I just said, I didn't look. And I thought, oh, it's just like Shane, like his balls hasn't dropped yet. So I don't. He goes, because I said, when do I neuter him? He's like, oh, around 6 months. And he looks at me, he goes, wait a minute. He goes, this is part is shaved. This part's shaved. He's like, I don't see his testicles. I think he's been neutered. I'm like,
that's really weird.
Was someone going to tell me?
You can't see them early on. That's true. You can't really see them early on. But that's really weird that he's already
neutered.
Yeah, neutered.
That's so young.
Something ain't right, honey. We might need to call the person.
Well, then I said, you know what? let's go ahead and deworm him and give him the distemper mm-hmm. shot because I don't mm-hmm. trust these records now. And then I had them draw blood, which was really sad because he cried. And I said, I know. And I said, I'm having them do a urinalysis because I just want to make sure everything's okay. So we did that yesterday. But I mean, they got to get their records straight over there.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Well, it's all my about gal the records, is on maternity honestly. Leave, but I can always ask her. Ugh,
that's girl. What happened. Speaking she's out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
she's down.
Shit. Likely story.
She's giving birth to her litter.
Literally.
It's oh the same God. Thing as a puppy.
It's like the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yesterday, I was at Wilshire and Robertson. Okay? I'm traveling west on Wilshire. I'm sitting at Robertson. I'm seeing this woman with a five-year-old. Okay? She's so far behind this kid, right? Monroe's six. I won't go. I mean, I'm constantly holding Monroe's hand anywhere I go. But there is like a very uncomfortable distance between the mom and the five-year-old.
On a main road.
Oh, my gosh. That would give me so much anxiety.
I'm watching this happen. I'm sitting at the intersection. You and I are still like fucked up from this.
It's really bad.
So, I mean, it's okay. And the ending is okay. But the kid ran into traffic.
Stop.
He was narrowly missed by three different cars.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? We need to call Child Protective Services. That
I thought about
okay.
that. I told Shane I want to put this kid in my car and take him home. He is running through the intersection. The mom is so far away now. The mom can't get him. The cars are like meow, meow, honking. I'm sitting here at the
how
red
old,
light.
Are you guys serious? Are you guys making this story worse?
No.
How old do you think he was?
Like five.
Five.
He had a backpack on, too. It's important to the story. So
what was the mom doing? Was she chit-chatting?
Yelling. She's yelling, but here's the... we'll tell you the story later. But then I'm now watching cars coming to the left of me. I'm the first car in line. I now see a big bus coming, and I see the kid there, and the bus doesn't see the kid. I drive in front of the bus to block the bus and every other car. The bus now comes 1 foot from my car, honking, laying on the horn, because they didn't see the kid. They didn't see the kid. I said, Shane, get out of the car, grab the kid. So Shane jumps out of the car, but a construction worker jumped into the intersection and grabbed the kid by his backpack.
What?
And pulled him out of the intersection. But now I'm blocking the whole intersection. Everyone's honking me. No one knows what's going on. So they just think I'm some crazy person that ran the red light. But I was blocking the bus.
Oh, my God.
And then the mom says, she's freaking out, and she's like, he's hearing impaired. He can't hear. Don't you think you should fucking hold his hand? Well, like, why are you letting him run ahead?
Yeah, no.
That's when you pay extra close attention to that.
No
also,
shit.
Just like if I had a kid, even like, you know, back to the dog.
It's
thing,
just like a puppy.
My also, first puppy. It's just like, but like just with my puppy, I would never let him out of my sight for 5 seconds. And like, I do see like my second puppy, I'm a little bit less like neurotic about it. But like with a kid, I would be like, I would probably be the parent with like
a leash.
Yes.
Because I don't want to see my kid going any. I would be alert as fuck 24/7. That kid isn't getting out of my sight.
No way.
Especially not a bus on Wilshire and Robertson. I know that intersection. It's really scary.
He almost got hit by three cars. Shane, am I exaggerating?
It was literally one of like the scariest moments of my life. Like hopped out the car. I was like, hey, bud. And then the guy just grabbed
him. Construction worker grabbed him by his mom is nowhere near.
Kudos to you guys, because what would have happened if Jeff and Shane weren't there? Come on, like you guys should give yourself, that was like pivotal that you guys were there. I think everyone's exactly where they need to be. And you guys were the saviors
maybe,
yesterday for
because
real.
Because I looked on the left and I saw that bus coming. And I'm like, he doesn't see that kid. Because the kid was... the kid had already been almost hit three times. It was insane that he wasn't hit.
I'm just also, okay, the kid isn't an Olympic runner. Why is the mom not able to catch him? Why was he so far ahead?
She was
so
far back. And by the way, I see that a lot. Like sometimes when I'm walking to La Brea, where that school is, the parents are so far from the kid and the kids are on scooters and shit like that. I'm like, I don't let Monroe, she's not 3 feet from me. It's insane.
I would never let
Did
my
she have
kid,
a stroller
like,
or something?
Also,
she,
like, I,
no
have,
stroller.
Like, I don't know.
Did the mom seem aloof? Like when
no, she,
came... she
was frantic. Like
she was frantic.
Yeah,
she was traumatized.
At least she's traumatized too. That makes me feel a little bit better.
That means that she's gonna keep. What,
well, she should be. That's really
hold of her
I
child?
Hope that it gives her. It teaches her a lesson. I hope seeing how you guys had to come in. Hopefully, she'll be taught a lesson and she'll be like you are with Monroe. And
I wanted to put that kid. I wanted to take that kid home. I'm like, this is neglect.
Well
abduction.
Let's
on top
just
of
be
the
positive and
is...
hope that she learned her lesson.
But I had a, you know, it was abduction already a rough day help. Yesterday. Yeah, I didn't think kidnapping. I didn't want to add that to the the list of things. Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.